Final hour with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. The other toll-free number, of course, to call for advice, 1-855-949-7234. We'll be back with your calls. We'll be back with your emails, some of them pretty desperate, as a matter of fact. So we'll get those to the doc when we come back. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. Dr. Joel Wallach with us, criticalhealthnews.com. Doc, I'm going to read a few more emails. We'll take some calls here. This one's from Mandy. She says, I am a huge energy drinker. She's addicted to energy drinks for about 10 years, and she's concerned because of the possibility, the risk of heart attacks and strokes. She says, the experts, they say, is it bad for me? What do you think?
Well, energy drinks, George, are supposed to be used when you're sweating out a lot of nutrients, playing sports or working hard out in the sun. And, of course, two of the most well-known energy drinks in the market, one of them has only two nutrients in it, a lot of caffeine and sugar. The second one has six nutrients in it and a lot of caffeine and sugar. Our energy drink, we call it a sports drink, is Rebound. It has 100 nutrients in it. And it more likely is to give you what you're sweating out and prevent the sudden deaths you find in young athletes caused by deficiency of a single nutrient. And so...
Is too much caffeine bad for you?
Well, of course.
It is. Okay.
Too much of anything's bad for you. But
true.
Caffeine is like a diuretic because you urinate and sweat very heavily. And you're urinating and sweating out nutrients as fast as you're taking them in when that happens. And this is where the problem comes in.
Let's go to Kristen now in Redmond, Washington. First-time caller for Kristen. Hi, Kristen.
Hi there. Hi. I'm so excited to talk to you guys. I'm a huge Dr. Wallach fan.
Well, thank you.
So I'm actually a naturopath here in Redmond. And out of everybody I've heard talk, I just think Dr. Wallach is the truth. It just resonates.
Well, you're very kind. How can we help you today?
Good. Well, so I have a couple questions on things that you've talked about. You've said numerous times that you can heal anybody with diabetes. And what happens if their islet cells of the pancreas are already damaged?
Okay,
and they don't produce
insulin? Back up. There's two types of diabetes. Type 1 diabetes, which is a birth defect. Again, mama's missing something when the beta cells in the islet cell Langerhans of the pancreas are forming in the embryo. And instead of having 500,000 of these beta cells per islet of Langerhans, they might only have 50 or 10. And that's not enough to make enough insulin. And so then type 1 diabetics have to have insulin shots every day to help maintain proper levels of blood sugar. Type 2 diabetes makes up 98% of the diabetic population. And it's skyrocketing in the world. I mean, there's even front page stories on Time magazine and Newsweek magazine and so forth that say the epidemic of diabetes. What's going on here? Well, type 2 diabetes is actually caused by a deficiency of a single nutrient. We've known this for 85 years. And there's a lot of cofactors necessary to make this work properly. And so what we've learned, and this is through hundreds of millions of dollars worth of research, not only by ourselves, but also by big universities all over the world, primarily animal science, is to supplement with all 90 essential nutrients and some extra of this one nutrient. And then as people, if they're already on medication, as their blood sugar drops, and it will, they are able to reduce their medication as their doctors have taught them to do. Your blood sugar goes up, you need more medication. Your blood sugar goes down, you need less medication. But nobody should be, after diagnosis, nobody should be a type 2 diabetic longer than 2 months. But they do have to get on a gluten-free diet, get rid of all the bad things, including sugar and juices and fruit and that kind of stuff.
Losing weight helps?
Well, losing weight helps, absolutely, George. And that's another thing. We're the number one obese nation in the world, and that's because we followed the bad theory, again, bad medical theory, that obesity is due to eating too much and lack of exercise. We followed that theory for 125 years. We became the number one obese nation in the world. Obesity is actually caused by a nutritional deficiency of any one of the nutrients found in a certain class of nutrients. And there's three specific nutrients in that class of nutrients. If you're deficient in any one of those, you'll be the 300, 500, 800 pound person. And I deal with people who are 5 foot two and weigh 588 pounds and so forth. And usually in a year or a year and a half's time, and maybe sometimes even just 7 months, they're down to 165 pounds from 500 pounds.
What's a high glucose level for type 2?
Type 2 would be something like 125, 130. Obviously, I've seen people with 400 blood glucose. And so, and again, this is caused by a nutritional deficiency. You get them on a gluten-free diet so they can absorb the nutrients, get them off all the bad foods, all the inflammatory foods, fried foods, processed meats, oils, and glutens. And you see this a lot, where somebody gets diabetes, and the doctors will prescribe pills for them. They don't work. Oh, you got type 1. They give them injections of insulin. It'll work. Well, that's because they're bypassing the intestine. You get them on a gluten-free diet, the pills will work. But better yet, you get them on the 90 essential nutrients in a gluten-free diet, their diabetes goes
Now, away. I know you don't like to single out single nutrients, but you, you did say something about there was one that was key. Would that be chromium?
Well, that's a key one. There's another one that Canada did a research project on and said this one particular nutrient will replace insulin for type 2 diabetics. That's the government of Canada. And so between chromium and this other nutrient, that's where we need to be working. But you need the other 88, otherwise they won't
work
properly.
Okay, and I think Kristen had one more question for you. Kristen, go ahead.
I have two, but I'm just going to pick one.
Okay.
What would you do for a persistent infertility in someone in their early 40s, very healthy, there's no apparent reason for the infertility?
Okay. Now, first of all, do they get miscarriages or they're just infertile?
No, they've never
never conceived.
Been able to get pregnant.
99.99% of the time, it's just a malabsorption of nutrients. You got to get them on a gluten-free diet, get them on the 90 essential nutrients. And I've had to warn women who thought they went through menopause 5 years earlier, haven't had a cycle in 5 years. I said, now, you're still in the childbearing years when you're 62, 65 years old.
Jeez.
Well, I haven't had a period in 5 years. I've never been pregnant. Okay, just be careful. Get on a gluten-free diet. Take the 90 essential nutrients, 16 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 minerals.
Look out. Watch out, right?
And they call me 6 months later and say, Doc, I'm pregnant. I warned you. I warned you. And so I get probably maybe 25,000 women pregnant every year.
Why don't you explain that, Doc?
Well, I rival Solomon when it comes to getting women pregnant, but this is all nutritional, of course, and dietary is not from personal intimacy with them.
Oh, of course not.
But the way it sounds. But, yeah, infertility is very easy to deal with. And a lot of people, women will have miscarriages, and they'll go to a doctor and say, you're infertile, when do you send you to a fertility clinic? They'll charge them $25,000. Or in vitro fertilization or artificial insemination, and they weren't infertile. They got pregnant. They just didn't have enough nutrition to maintain the pregnancy. So you get them gluten-free, and they'll have nice, normal pregnancies.
Ethna writes, I have a dear friend who has had Lou Gehrig's disease for 6 years. She can't control her facial expressions. She can't speak. She can't move. What is she to do?
Okay. Lou Gehrig's disease, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, is a disease is very similar to Parkinson's disease and MS, and it was named Lou Gehrig's disease after the New York Yankees baseball player that had it.
It's a muscular disease, isn't it?
It's neuromuscular. It has all kinds of stuff going on here. It's actually a brain disease, and we have people who've had it for 10, 12, 15 years. You get them on, again, get rid of all the bad foods, fried foods, processed meats, oils, and glutens. No oils whatsoever, no olive oil, coconut oil, margarines, many subject cooking oils. Get them off of all gluten, wheat, butter, and oats. Give them the 90 essential nutrients. I like the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack. It gives them a high intensity of the 90 essential nutrients. And then they have to eat 8 to 10 eggs a day per 100 pounds of body weight to rebuild the myelin, the white matter of the brain, the myelin, which is the insulation material of the brain.
This is the same thing that physicist Stephen Hawking has, isn't it?
Well, yeah. I believe he does have...
He has this.
Mm-hmm.
He has this.
So it is reversible, but you have to stay on this diet forever. You have to eat 8 to 10 eggs a day forever. actually had a billionaire in Moose Jaw, Canada, who had a very similar disease, Parkinson's disease. These two diseases are related and a very similar cause. And 260-pound guy, he was terminal with Parkinson's disease, and we put him on the same diet I just explained for this person with Lou Gehrig's disease. 90 days later, he's perfectly normal. We do this literally thousands of times a year with those types of brain disease.
And again, we don't say you can cure, but...
No, we don't use the cure word because the body's actually just maintaining, repairing itself when you give it the right nutrition and take away the inflammatory things. You have to stay away from the inflammatory things forever and ever. This is the good food, bad food list. And once people realize inflammation caused by diet, consuming things that are bad, again, fried foods, processed meats, oils, and glutens, we get rid of a lot of diseases.
Doc Wallach with us, criticalhealthnews.com. Let's go to Joe, Long Island, New York, east of the Rockies. Hey, Joe, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Doc. My main question would be, assuming the availability of anything, say in Manhattan, where you can walk out and go any place, what would you recommend as a launch? And do you have any snack recommendations as well? And do you advocate the use of pine bark for sports performance, say for runners and bikers?
A pine box? What is that?
Pine box?
Yeah. What is that?
I don't know what that is. I've never heard of pine box as a nutrient. Okay, but let's back up here.
Snacks.
I have one question. He has 14 questions. Okay. Snacks, of course, I like low-sugar fruits like bananas and also nuts. You have to watch it. You have to read the allergy section on the bag of these bags of nuts because it will say these nuts are packaged on equipment, shared equipment. It also packages soy, dairy, and wheat. It's the wheat thing I'm concerned about because it's gluten. And people say, I just ate nuts. I'm getting a rash all over. Well, that's the reaction to gluten. It's called eczema and dermatitis. And so, but I do like nuts for snacks, but you got to read the labels so you get them where they're clean and free of gluten. And let's see here.
And he was talking about pine bark.
Pine bark?
Yep, which I guess is good for lowering cholesterol.
Okay, well, we do not want to lower cholesterol. Your cholesterol should be 250 to 350. Doctors want you to get below 140, and they cause Alzheimer's disease by doing that. Getting your blood cholesterol down below 200 puts you at a high risk of Alzheimer's disease. You get below 140, get down to like 114. People say, oh, I'm good. My doctor says I've got good genes because my blood cholesterol runs 114 without even trying. I could eat 10 eggs an hour, and my blood cholesterol is still 114. That's because they have gluten problems. They're not absorbing the cholesterol. And these are the kind of people who are going to wind up with Lou Gehrig's disease. They're going to wind up with Parkinson's disease and Alzheimer's disease and so forth.
I have a friend of mine whose cholesterol was so low, the doctor was panicking.
Yes. They can definitely wind up with these brain diseases, including, again, Alzheimer's disease. They'll wind up with low T if they're male. They'll wind up with menopause at age 35 if they're females. And so these are people who have a gluten intolerance. And cholesterol is a big, clumsy molecule, very difficult to absorb under ideal circumstances. When your intestines are damaged from gluten consumption, you better get off of gluten and start eating eggs.
All right, and what about your favorite lunch?
Again, my favorite...
Of course, yours is all supplements and pills.
Just about. But I do take my supplements twice a day. I've been doing that for 75 years, George. And... Basically, I have a very light lunch. I try to keep my calories down under 1,500. The average American eats about 2,500 to 3,000 calories a day. If you lower your calorie intake, you actually add many healthy years to your life because when you have lower calories, you don't need as many nutrients as you do when you have high calories. And so when I get my calories down to 1,500. So for lunch, I might use, we actually have what we call a keto caramel bar, and I might eat a half of one of those, and I'm only going to get like 125 calories for lunch. That's my lunch, and it's a snack. I can eat a 31 for a snack. Then I'm only getting like 75 calories, and it's a high protein, high good fat, no carbohydrates, or extremely low. As for one full bar, you only get like one carb unit, and so... that's kind of the way I would go.
Do you like dried fruits? Are they pretty good?
Dried fruit is a quick energy source. Let's say you're an athlete. That would be kind of a good quick energy source. We're eating dried fruit. I particularly like dried apricots.
Yeah, they're good for you.
Yep.
But next up, let's go to Idaho. Kathy's with us on the wild card line. Kathy, go ahead.
Well, hi. Thank you, George, for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I'm really honored to be able to talk with a bona fide genius healer. Thank you.
Well, you're very complimentary.
Dr. Wallach, thank you. God bless you for all the good you do.
Thank you.
I'm very worried about my older brother. He's 82, former athlete, type A blood person, used to be 6'3" when he was younger. Now he's probably shrunk some. He's down to 26. He's up actually to 264 pounds, and he had an heart ablation last year. He's got asthma and COPD.
Wait a minute. Did he have a heart ablation because he had atrial fibrillation?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
He's had three hip replacements over a period of.
Wait a minute. How many hips does he have?
Huh?
Well, one
he slipped and fell, and they had to redo it.
I got you.
So, yeah. Now, he said his kidneys test out healthy recently. What I'm concerned about, he's been suffering edema. He didn't tell anybody. In his lower extremities, mainly his feet. He said he was like walking on bubble wrap.
Sure. Okay, well, let's stop there. That's a lot of stuff. And usually a guy like this, he's got a gluten problem. Does he have white hair?
Yeah, well, he's pretty gray going white, yeah.
See, that has nothing to do with age. That's a nutritional deficiency.
Of copper deficiency.
Yeah, very good.
Thank you.
George, you are good.
I'm learning from you.
Anyway, you say he shrunk. It's not unusual for somebody who's in their 80s. They get degenerative disc disease, and they will shrink maybe 3-4 inches, and they get atrial fibrillation. Atrial fibrillation is not a heart problem. It's a back problem. Doctors will make you spend, you and your insurance company will spend $500,000 for installing, pacemakers, defibrillators, and then they'll do an ablation where they kill portions of your heart muscle, hoping to stop the fast tachycardia rate of the heartbeat. Then when that all doesn't work, and it won't work because it's a back problem, because when your disc shrink between the vertebrae, particularly T1, 2, 3, and 4, the first four thoracic vertebrae, they smash the roots of the spinal nerves to control the rate and rhythm of the heart. And then they'll do what's called a retroversion, where they electrocute you to death and for 2 or 3 minutes, then try and wake you back up to try and reboot the electrical pattern of the heart. And that's going to be a failure because it's not a heart problem, it's a back problem. Because, again, he's shrinking, degenerative disc disease. Then they'll do a heart transplant for a total of $500,000 worth of cardiovascular procedures.
Jeez.
And it's just a back problem.
Right.
So what I would do for your brother is get
a minute left, Doc.
How much?
About a bit less than a minute.
Okay. So he needs to be on 2 of the Healthy Brain and Heart Packs per month, 2 Healthy Brain and Heart Packs per month, a full dose of everything twice a day. I would get him on the vitamin D3. I'd have him take 9 of those capsules a day, 3 bottles a month of the vitamin D3. I'd also have him take the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets, and these are designed to support healthy blood flow through coronary arteries and the brain and that kind of stuff. And let's see here. Oh, yeah, he's got to eat about 10 eggs for each 100 pounds. But he needs to eat about 20 eggs a day.
Wow!
They have soft scrambling butter, soft boiled, soft poached, and the incontinence, the urinary problems, the AFib, of course, will go away, and he'll be a new man.
Doc, I want to talk with you about those eggs when we come back, and we'll take final phone calls on Coast to Coast AM. Doc Wallach back with us. CriticalHealthNews.com is his website. I'll give you this toll-free number. I'll give it one more time before we're off the air with the doc, 1-855-949-7234. Doc, Lori from San Diego writes, I'm on intermittent fasting, and what it is you don't eat for 16 hours, and then you have a window of 8 hours. It's not about what you eat, but it tells you when to eat. What do you think of that? Have you ever heard of that?
Well, fasting is as old as humanity. It's a method of therapy. You find this in all kinds of ancient cultures and so forth, fasting. And in many cases, it's a good thing. But again, let's say you're gluten, you have a gluten problem, and if you don't eat gluten, because you're fasting, your intestines have a chance to heal, and then you're better off when it comes to absorption and so forth. And so there are many reasons why fasting was very, very good as a treatment plan. But you still need the 90 essential nutrients. You still need your proteins and your fats and your vitamins and minerals and 90 essential nutrients. So fasting is part of a system as opposed to being a complete treatment program, healing program or prevention program. It can be part of a system, and you find this in ancient cultures such as Chinese and India and so forth.
Have you heard of the lemon juice diet?
Well, it's a form of one of those fasts where they would put lemon juice in some water and drink that.
And that's your lunch or whatever.
It could be a lunch or a meal, or could you do that for three meals a day for a week? Some people do that.
You're going to lose weight.
You're going to lose weight, that's for sure.
Let's go to Kathy in Bakersfield, California, west of the Rockies. Hi, Kath. Go ahead.
Hi, George. Hi, doctor.
Hi.
I had lab work done in February. It showed I had two problems. One was a vitamin D3 level that was too low of 16. And recently had lab work done, and it's jumped to 125.
Wow.
I also, on the lab reports, showed that my thyroid was extremely low, and now it's gone from one extreme to the other.
Mm-hmm.
It's gone extremely low to extremely high and then back to extremely low.
Okay, now, well, let's go back to the vitamin D3 thing. Were you supplementing with vitamin D3 or getting in a bikini and going out in the sun?
The doctor, after the lab reports came in, put me on supplements,
yeah,
which have been taken.
Well, that's why it went up. Okay, and then when it
so
comes to...
125 isn't too high?
Well, when was that lab work done?
At the end of August.
Okay. Well, I have to know what range you're looking at because there's, you know, different scales.
I'm looking at the lab report, and it says normal is from 30 to 100.
125. You know, when you're in treatment, you know, say you have some osteoporosis and periodontal disease, high blood pressure, that kind of stuff. That wouldn't get me too excited. I could go with 125 for vitamin D3.
Okay.
Okay. And then the other one again was
the thyroid level.
Yeah.
It went from
TSH
of 4.7.
And did they put you on hormones? Did you put you on Synthroid or something like that?
On Armour thyroid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Armour thyroid is made from pig thyroids. Is what it's made from. It's one of the great natural sources of thyroxine hormone.
Does it work?
Yeah. But see, again, it doesn't fix the problem. It's kind of like using insulin injections to deal with diabetes. It doesn't fix the problem. It just manages the symptoms. And so you have to get off of certain types of foods, like cabbage and broccoli and cauliflower and Brussels sprouts and kale. You have to get off of those types of foods.
I'm looking at a vitamin D chart, Doc, and it says anything over 100 is excessive.
Yeah, but again, she was taking supplements because she was way low.
Right. She's got to just knock them down a little bit.
Yeah, just cut it by 10-15%. Cut the vitamin D3 down. Okay? And the cruciferous vegetables for the thyroid, again, cabbage, broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, kale. You got to get rid of those when you have a thyroid problem because they interfere with the thyroid function, and you can jump from low to high and high to low. Thyroid responds very rapidly to nutrient programs. We actually have, I like our basic program we call the Healthy Start Pack. Everybody needs to be taking that, just like you put 6 quarts of oil in your car to prevent the engine from burning up. You don't wait until your engine burns up to put the 6 quarts of oil in.
If I don't supplement in the morning and in the afternoon, I do it in two stages, mm-hmm. I feel like I'm cheating. I can't miss. I get obsessed with it.
Well, you're going to add 25 to 50 healthy years of your life, George. You have to be obsessed with this because, again, these nutrients are no longer found in the food. That's why I have so many problems. And it's kind of answering her question, why do we have all these deficiencies? Well, we have electricity. We used to get our minerals, which is 2/3 of the 90 essential nutrients, by putting wood ashes into the garden, and the garden vegetables would suck up all these minerals. would eat those garden vegetables. We fertilized with the wood ashes, which are really 95% to 98% minerals. And we'd get our minerals, nutritional minerals that way. We didn't know it, but that's where we're getting our minerals. Well, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Monday, September 4th, 1882, when Thomas Edison pulled the switch in the first commercial electric generating plant, suddenly our source of nutritional minerals went away, and we began to get all these weird combinations of diseases. And so you do have to supplement now, because we're not putting ashes in our gardens anymore, and our soils are depleted.
Mm-hmm.
As a result, our soils are depleted because we're not putting wood ashes in the garden anymore. We've dammed up rivers for electricity, hydroelectric plants, and these dams catch the silt that used to refertilize our bottomlands and river bottoms. That doesn't happen anymore. And now, the ultimate terrible thing has happened, George. Our oceans are dying. Our reefs are dying because it cut off the food supply to the ocean by
yep.
damming up the rivers.
That's a good point. Delbert's with us in Oklahoma City. Welcome to the show, Delbert. Go ahead.
Yeah, can you hear me okay?
I sure can.
My question was, well, I got two questions. I have a friend, he's retired Navy, and he's had five concussions.
Jeez.
And it's messed up his equilibrium, and he's got a shoulder that's torn. There's an inch gap in his shoulder.
Okay, now stop there a minute. Now, you said he had five concussions?
Yes.
Okay. Now, is this from falling, being mugged? I mean, what's happening here?
Well, the last one was a car accident.
Okay.
And that's whenever he lost his equilibrium. He can't even drive a car now.
Okay. How old is he now?
57.
Okay. Well, he's a young man, 57. And so basically, he's got to get off all the bad foods, no fried foods, processed meats, oils, and glutens. And what does he weigh, you think?
160.
160? Yeah, I'd put him on two healthy bone and joint packs per month, and that's going to give him the raw materials for his body to rebuild and maintain repair cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between vertebrae, bone makes your bone itself, also the skull there, and, of course, to repair his brain. I would have him take what we call Synaptive, which is a great, great source of raw materials for your brain to make neurotransmitters so the cells can talk to each other. And then I would also throw in the vitamin D3. Take three of those twice a day. It's two bottles a month. But make sure he's eating about 10, 12, 15 eggs a day, soft scrambling butter, soft poached or soft boiled with soft yolks.
And 20 eggs won't hurt you.
No, sir. See, the fear of eggs was put on us because doctors say, hey, you can't have eggs because they have cholesterol in them. You're going to get plaque in your arms.
I mean, the poultry farmers will love you.
Well, they do, but guess what? We can eliminate Alzheimer's disease. We can eliminate Parkinson's disease, MS, Lou Gehrig's disease, Huntington's disease. We can eliminate all those diseases by getting on the 90 essential nutrients, eating 10, 15 eggs a day. Can't fry them. They have to have soft yolks to protect the,
right.
the cholesterol, and we can have the healthiest brains on earth.
I liked hard-boiled eggs. Are they okay?
Well, they're okay for a protein source and some minerals, but they won't give you the cholesterol. The cholesterol is wounded when you hard-boil them. You can soft-boil them, but you can use hard-boiled for kind of a quick lunch.
Let's go to Michelle, Sacramento, California. Hi, Michelle. Go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I have a diabetic question.
All
I'm
right.
a type 1 diabetic, and about 10 years ago, I had some health conditions, and my doctor tested me for inflammation in the body with a test that was a SED rate, and my SED rate was 114, which I know is like 5-6 times what the normal rate should be. They tested me for rheumatoid arthritis, which I absolutely do not have that. Even the doctor said, no way do you even possibly have that. But what could have caused that SED rate to be high, and is it anything to do with being diabetic? My kidneys are kind of slowly starting
okay.
to go. So.
Probably not directly the result of diabetes, although elevated blood sugar all the time can certainly cause inflammation and be a cause of inflammation and high SED rate. Also, using salad dressings and cooking oils and eating canned fish that are packed in oils instead of water. Using margarines, those kinds of things, which is what doctors tell you to do, but it's incorrect. They cause inflammation, cause plaque in the arteries, which then causes kidney problems. And when you have kidney failure, it's not really a kidney problem. It's the arteries taking the dirty blood into the filtering units of the kidneys are plugged. And that's why you get kidney failure, not because of kidney failure. And you got to stay away from oils. Again, olive oil, coconut oil, margarines, mayonnaise, salad dressing, cooking oils. You got to be obsessive about staying away from those things. And, of course, if you get on our healthy blood sugar pack, one per 100 pounds of body weight, even a type 1 diabetic, we can reduce the amount of insulin you require to maintain healthy blood sugars significantly. You'll never be able to totally give up insulin because you don't make much. And so we can reduce the amount you need. We can reduce the number of times a day you have to check your blood sugar to maintain healthy blood sugar. We can help add many healthful years to your life and help that sed rate, get that blood sugar down.
Why are you so opposed to the oils, Doc?
Because they oxidize and turn into trans fats, heterocyclic amines, acrylamides, which cause plaque in your arteries and cancer. Two bad things. Cancer is bad. Plaque in your arteries is bad. It's caused by oils. And so back when people used to die at the average age of 40, it didn't matter. You know, you could rub olive oil all over you, and you'd die.
You're going to die young anyway.
Yeah. And so now that people have the opportunity, we have the capacity to, because of good hygiene and that kind of stuff, we can live to be a 75.
Jed writes, how do you shrink an enlarged prostate? He's tried everything, he says.
Okay. Well, first of all, you have to absorb everything. And he probably has an absorption problem because prostate's easy to shrink. He needs to get off of all the bad foods, fried foods, processed meats, oils, and glutens. Get on the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack because the prostate requires certain nutrients. It gets big when you're deficient in those nutrients, just like your thyroid gets big when you're deficient in iodine. Your prostate will get big when you're deficient in these special nutrients. So he needs two of the Healthy Brain and Heart Packs. Okay.
Do you have something with saw palmetto in it?
Yeah, we have the ProstFX. You can take that. We also have what we call Zerotest, and we also have a Good Herbs prostate support. So we have three things that actually support healthy function of the prostate, healthy prostate size. But he needs the nutrients for the prostate to shrink properly because just like, again, goiter and enlarged thyroid is caused by an iodine deficiency or a selenium deficiency or a copper deficiency. Any of those will cause the thyroid to get big. You supplement with the 90 cents of nutrients. If you get off all the bad stuff, take a couple of those herbal things, such as, again, ProstFX, Zerotest, and Good Herbs, the prostate support. The prostate will go back to normal size, begin to function normally. It just wants its share of the action.
Doc Wallach has his program, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, of course, and full information on that at criticalhealthnews.com. And here's that toll-free number one more time for you, 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. Next up, Randall's in Indianapolis. Welcome to the program, Randall. Still with us? Poor guy was holding for an hour and a half. Let's go to Richard in Milwaukee. I squeeze you in here, Rich. Go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure thing, Rich.
I'm 5'4", down from 5'7", 110, down from 135. Cholesterol is 246, HDL is 100, D3 is 71, glucose is 86. I've got itchy, crawly, weak muscle, skin, anywhere from 30 minutes to 2 hours after I eat, I think I got leaky gut.
Okay, you have something because you've shrunk 3 inches, okay? And so you have a gluten intolerance. You got to get rid of all the bad foods, the fried foods, processed meats, oils, and glutens. You have multiple nutritional deficiencies causing all these weird symptoms and things you have. And so, again, I'd take two of the Healthy Brain and Heart Packs a month. I would full dose everything twice a day. It's a little on the high end, but you're shrinking. You really are in trouble. I would also get the vitamin D3, two of those bottles a month, so you can take three of those twice a day. And it wouldn't hurt to take Immortalium. Immortalium is a great product.
I love that one.
Yeah, I do too.
That's my favorite name, too.
I take three of those twice a day, along with my other stuff.
Who named that? Did you do that?
Well, I have to be honest and say no.
Okay. I like that name.
Yeah, but Immortalium, actually is the nutrients necessary to make stem cells happy, and the stem cells will help increase the efficiency of rebuilding and maintaining
your
bones and discs and your liver and your heart and your lungs and your kidneys and your muscles and your joints. And so just make the utilization of these other nutrients more efficient.
Doc, pancreatitis, what do we do about that?
Pancreatitis.
Is that what it is, pancreatitis?
Yeah, okay. Pancreatitis is inflammation of the pancreas. It's actually caused by a deficiency, again, of a single nutrient. But I would actually get them on a gluten-free diet, no, so they maximally absorb this stuff. And they need to take one healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight. It has 248 nutrients in the healthy brain and heart pack. It has all 90 essential nutrients, including the secret sauce that makes the pancreas happy. The pancreas can actually digest itself if you don't have these nutrients. And so that it gets all inflamed, and it can be a fatal thing. It's very painful. It can be fatal.
Sure can.
Yeah. And so they need to, you know, again, take one of those healthy brain and heart packs per 100 pounds of body weight and get off all the bad foods, including gluten, so they can absorb things.
Michael from Cleveland wants to know, what do you think of eating deer meat?
Well, venison is a good source of healthy protein. And, you know, people have been hunting since the beginning of time. And it's a good way to utilize wildlife so they don't just get hit by cars on the highway and so forth. And it's a good meat, and it tends to be safe.
All right. Doc, once again, thanks for being on the program. Talk to you. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Well, you too, George, and we just love you. And everywhere I go in the world, everybody knows George Norrie. So I'm in good company with you. Everybody says, I heard you on George Norrie Show. I heard you.
I love it. Well, you keep doing what you're doing for everybody. Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. And again, that toll-free number for you to call for information, because I know he goes through a lot of stuff very fast. 1-855-949-7234. 1-855-949-RADIO. And we will be back in a moment with Patty Greer as we talk about crop circles on Coast to Coast AM.